quitting. Chances are that you had to quit something in your life. A job, a project, a relationship, romantic or not, or even a habit of yours. If you quit once, it becomes a habit. Never quit. Michael Jordan. We have created this stigma in our society that we should not quit. There is a reason why you started. You should live up to the contract that you made with yourself. And to be fair, I believe that the reason why we have this perception or this stigma in society is quite simply because we love the hero's journey. We love to see people succeed. We love to see people go through and overcome all those challenges and come out successfully from the other end. There are two reasons why you would like to quit, or there are two types of quitting. The first one is when you are in a situation that is very annoying for you. It kind of sucks to be in that situation because all your emotional energy is getting drained away. You are not being nurtured. That can be when you are surrounded with people that are toxic and they take more energy than they are giving you back. Or you are in a job and you have an environment that you don't necessarily like, that you are not very creative, that doesn't allow you to be creative. Again, it takes all this energy away. You can't find some kind of passion. You can't find anything that you like. You can't find the positive because, well, it kind of sucks to be there. And you are essentially trying to get out. And sometimes the only way out is, well, to quit. On the other side, you may want to quit because it is too hard. It is too challenging. So the first thing that pops into your head is, well, I'll look for other opportunities. I'll look for other things that I could do that are easier for me to do. Because I don't want to take that responsibility. I don't want to figure this out. I don't want to go through this whole process. And I'll take a more comfortable road for myself. And so you quit because it is too hard, because it is too challenging. And you don't want to endure that. You don't necessarily want to go through the challenges to get the reward at the end. And there is no right or wrong way of quitting. But there is an emotional way and there is a rational way. Stephen Bartlett, in his book Happy Sexy Millionaire, says, "Perfect decisions only live in hindsight." And as of right now, you have no idea where your decisions will take you in the future. You have no idea if today's decision will lead you to the best possible outcome of your life or the worst possible outcome of your life. But you also don't want to be guided by what we call emotions. You don't want to be guided by an emotion to take that decision for you. If you think about it, has there ever been a time where you made a good decision while you were angry, while you were sad, or even while you were happy? Most of the times, what emotions do is amplify the situation in some sort of weird way that we feel everything way stronger and we are not thinking about the subject rationally. But the best way that we can decide on the decisions of today is by being rational, by taking a step back and simply looking at the overall situation and not thinking about it, oh, this sucks or this is hard, but rather think about, what is this worth? What is the reward going to be like if I go through these uncomfortable situations? And that's why today I want to use this episode as showing you a framework by Stephen Bartlett on how to quit. And this framework literally leads most of my decision making when I am unsure or when I doubt about a certain situations and I start getting into this emotional response of my brain. I straight away try to switch that and tell myself, hey, Kevin, look at it in a rational way. Use the model. And as I am using the model, I always remind myself of what is more important. But also, I remind myself of what is most important to get rid of. So, without further ado, let's get into the model of today. Quitting is for winners, and quitting is a skill. Knowing when to quit, change direction, leave a toxic situation, demand more from life, or give up on something that you know in your heart isn't right and move on, is a life-defining skill that people who find fulfillment, love, and success, people who win at life, have intuitively mastered. Stephen Bartlett. Stephen's How to Quit model is quite simple. The only thing that you need to do is answer yes or no to certain questions. And the first question that you need to think about is, are you thinking about quitting because the situation sucks, it's annoying? Or are you thinking about quitting because this is challenging, this is too hard? So if you decide that, well, you are thinking about quitting because this situation is too hard, this situation is very uncomfortable, this situation is very challenging for you to overcome, first and foremost, acknowledge the challenge. I mean, acknowledge that this is hard and it is okay. Sometimes situations can be hard. But on top of that, why are you doing this like hard work? Oftentimes we get overwhelmed by the difficulty, by the things that we need to do, by the things that we need to learn, that we forget the reason why we do the thing that we do. And so Stephen comes with a question on this segment of, is this too hard? The question that you should ask yourself is the challenge worth the reward? And if the challenge is worth the reward, you answer with a yes, then you are on the right path. And you have to find a way to cope with the fact that you have to overcome the challenge in order to get the reward that you want. Stephen actually believes that his professional mission is to fill his life with difficult but worthwhile challenges. And he also believes that if you do hard things now, you will have an easy life later. But if you do easy things now, you will have a hard life later. But on the other hand, if you believe that the reward is not worth the challenge, or the challenge is not worth the reward, then you quit. According to Stephen, you are allowed to quit. And instead of using and spending your time on difficult challenges that are not worth it, you can spend your time and energy on the things that are worth being challenged for. So this was the segment on how to quit if you believe that this challenge is too hard. But on the other side, you also have the segment that says, I want to quit because this is annoying, because this sucks. And based on this segment, the first question that you can ask yourself is, can you make it less annoying? Can you make it not suck? And this might come with some kind of resistance because obviously we all have an ego in some certain way and we are taking the responsibility of this situation. We are asking ourselves, am I able to talk to my boss? Am I able to do something at my workplace? Am I able to change something within myself that changes the relationship with my partner? Am I able to do something within myself that changes the relationship that I have with my friends? Am I able to not judge other people? Am I able to do the work within myself or confronting other people that I change the overall and the expected happiness for me to remain in this situation? But in this case, not as an annoyed person, but a person that is actually happy within that situation. A lot of the times we can actually do something, but we hold ourselves in our own prison because we believe that we can't do anything. So the first question is really, am I able to make this not suck? And if you answer no, you are not, even though I believe that we almost always can do something about it, If you say, no, I am not able to do anything about it, then you can quit. But if you say yes, ask yourself, is this worth the energy that you're spending in order to make it not suck? Is that worth the reward? And if you say yes, it is worth it, then go on and do it. You will be able to change the situation that you are in. You will be able to change the relationships that you are in. You will be able to succeed in certain parts of your life because you have taken responsibility over it. But if you believe that the energy that you would have to spend is not worth the reward to stay in this particular situation, you can quit. That's as easy as it gets. You are able to quit. Because the one thing that we most of the time forget when we are in this emotional space is the reason why we do it. And essentially anything that we do, there is always a certain kind of reward that is present for us. And that reward may just be fulfillment, which is the best kind of reward that we have. But the thing is, we forget about that. We forget about why we do the things. And we let ourselves be guided by the hardness or the annoyance, which is all an emotional kind of space that we have within ourselves. And we all have it. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all have to go through it. But we also need to learn how to manage it. And that's what I really love about this model, is that it takes out this space of emotion and rewinds our brain towards a more rational and kind of objective point of view for ourselves. And it is more of a reminder of what we would like to do rather than focusing on what we are currently enduring. The key to use this successfully is objectivity and trying to be as rational as you can. In a space of emotion, everything can suck very quickly. Everything can feel like it is very, very hard. And spending a little bit of time trying to solve this may feel like it's an enormous amount of time. But if we get into a space where we can get rid of our emotions, maybe just go for a walk and then go back to assessing this situation in a rational point of view, using this model by Stephen, you may actually be able to do a rational decision. You may be even able to do the right decision with the best possible outcome for yourself.